Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Roleplay Balance of Power. We are joined by the light side here on week 18? 18. I'm going to count the last one as one long week. Week 18, this is light side episode number 9. Dire straits for the team, but before we get to that, before we get to all that business.
How's everybody
doing here in the mere moments before TwitchCon? Are we freaking out yet?
Yeah. Also, I got really nervous because you were saying the light side, and I really thought you were going to say the late, like. Everybody's fine.
I mean, obviously, like, Caitlin's already died and become more powerful than we could possibly imagine, obviously, so.
This is true. You know,
it's now the rest of you just need to catch up and become force ghosts.
I'm on my way.
Okay, good. Yeah, Tara, I can't tell you, man.
I got you.
It's going to be fine. I believe in you. I wanted to ask you, Anne, because I saw you playing this game. I keep calling it Hearthstone, but obviously it's not.
Stonehearth, yeah.
It was funny. I saw you tweet about how you're like, yeah, we're just going to have like a chill stream. We're going to play this game. I tuned in. You were so salty about some. I was like, wow. So this is Anne when she's having a chill stream. What's the deal with that game? Because I've seen other people playing it too. You like it? Is it good?
Yeah. It's an alpha right now. I discovered it at PAX, and it's pretty much everything that I like in those like sandboxy. I mean, it's kind of like a lot of people have compared it to Dwarf Fortress and RimWorld, which I have not gotten a chance to play yet, but I've heard good things. And so it's called Stonehearth, and it's about like you're managing this village and telling them to go like mine things and build, and there's like, you know, things that attack you and whatever. So I mentioned it to Dodger at PAX, and then I had mentioned it to a few other people and posted tweets about it. So I think people were like kind of picking up on like, you know, is this game going to be fun or whatever? It's still an alpha, but so that's one of the things that I was yelling about, that by design, there's like a thing that I disagree with in the game. So I was like yelling about it because essentially your little villager people will like trap themselves.
Yeah, I definitely remember your villagers in a hole.
So they dig themselves into a hole, and I'm just like, okay, well, now they're going to, I have to launch like this elaborate rescue mission for these like three people who dug themselves into a pit. So, but it's really, really fun. Yeah. I'm actually gonna play that tonight. So
cool. Yeah. I mean, watching it seemed like it was cool, but I mean, I guess that's the risk of playing a game that's, you know, not done yet.
Yeah. It's still really good, you know, but for being in alpha, it's really fun.
Cool. So you've just been mostly like playing that?
Overwatch and Stonehearth have been my only two things right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird watching you play a game that wasn't Overwatch.
I know. Yeah, I was just thinking today that I need another like Witcher 3 or something, you know, to like sink a lot of hours into. And I'm sure that there's games that I've missed, but it's just like I want to be able to experience Witcher 3 for the first time again, you know? Like I want to go back and like forget that I've played it and play it again for the first time. But we'll see. I'm really excited also for Gears of War coming out after, I guess, in October, right? Early October.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to start getting busy. We're going to have too many games to play. So, yeah, enjoy your downtime while you can, I guess. Yeah. That's cool. Co, what have you been playing?
I've been doing all sorts of things lately. A lot of Divinity Original Sin, the Enhanced Edition, which has been a huge amount of fun. Also, just started Mafia 1 today. I've been playing a little bit of Rainbow Six and just gearing up for October. So much stuff in October, so... Yeah, it's going to be a ride.
I've been seeing a lot of people playing Mafia. I know Dan's been playing it. It's because there's a new one coming out, right? Mafia 3.
Yep, Mafia 3 comes out. It's actually one of the first big releases in October. So a lot of people, including me, are gearing up for it.
I've never played any of those games. Is it like my impression is that it's just like an old-timey GTA. Is that on base at all? Or what's sort of.
Yeah. Mafia 1, I've played Mafia 2 before. I'm going to be playing it again after Mafia 1, but Mafia 1 is very much kind of old school GTA. The story, in my opinion, is a little more realistic, a little more kind of hard-hitting. Like, my guy just got to a point where he's very much questioning what he's doing and being told to do, which kind of adds a little spin to it and stuff, but it's a great game. And all the people that have been hanging out in chat during Mafia 1 have, I just see over and over, like, this is one of my favorite games. I love this game, you know, and stuff like that. So it's fun to play the old stuff. It looks surprisingly good for being 14 years old.
Jesus.
And unfortunately, funny enough, you can't find it anywhere online. I had to order a physical copy.
What?
And install it off CD-ROMs, not even DVD. I haven't done disk switching in years.
You ordered a physical copy of it. Does your computer have a CD drive?
No, I had to get an external USB DVD ROM I could actually install Mafia 3. And then I had to jump through so many hoops just to get it running. Like unofficial patch. I had the version, but I still had to crack it because the patch that you download won't work. Because the CD encryption security stuff isn't supported by Microsoft anymore. I mean, it's a mess.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you had to do that. That sounds painful.
Worth, though. It's a lot of fun, yeah. And I've never played it before, so it's totally worth. And it's been a lot of fun.
It's weird to me that that's even a thing, that there exist in the world games of any size or caliber that aren't just available for purchase on some random thing. Like, I thought that's what Good Old Games was for, right? Like, I guess they don't like Mafia, or licensing is, I guess, the reason.
Well, the biggest issue with Mafia is apparently, like, not only is the security system that it uses, you can't rip it out of the program, and Microsoft doesn't support it anymore. So the only, from what I understand, if retailers sell it, they would basically have to use the crack, which, of course, you can't do that. Yeah. So it's in this weird no man's zone. I'm really hoping they do a remaster at some point, because that is one game that could really benefit from a remaster.
What's the studio that owns that game?
I don't know, to be honest. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if they still exist, that's possible. Otherwise, hard to say. Yeah, see, that's the thing. It makes you long for those days when copy protection came with the booklet, and it was like, what's the 15th word on page 7 of this book? And you're like,
I'll never forget. What is it? It was one of the tycoons, like Restaurant Tycoon, where you the whole back of the manual was different pizzas. And you, if it was like pepperoni pizza, you had to put the pepperonis in the right place and like the veggies and the olives and stuff. And oh man, I miss it. Yeah, it was developed by Illusion Software and published by Gathering Developers, which I don't think is around anymore. So
interesting. Yeah. Hmm. Well, we can cross our fingers for a Mafia 1 remake. And in the meantime, sales of USB DVD ROMs just went up by a marginal amount.
So 5.2%. Yeah.
Good work. Zeke, how you feeling today, buddy?
I feel all right. A little worse for the wear. I forget how much of a toll that fucked up Friday can take on you.
How was your Friday evening?
It got pretty drunk out. but it was a lot of fun. I love doing that every time they ask me to be on the show. I love it. It's right in my wheelhouse, drinking and gaming.
Did you guys end up playing that like disc battle whatever game?
Did.
How was it? Because Max was talking it up yesterday, so I'm curious what you think.
Rage inducing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, I should not be allowed to play competitive games with anybody. And here's the thing: if it's really easy to pick up and play, it's exceedingly easy to pick up and play. But there are little ins and outs, like different ways to throw. Different ways to curve the disc and stuff. It's basically like 2v2 volleyball, but with a disc.
Right.
And you have to get it past them to the goal behind them, kind of.
Yeah, so like in Tron.
I picked it up really easily, but that's why it's so rage-inducing, because the games are close. Like, if it was a blowout, I wouldn't give a shit. If it was like, you know, a million points to zero, I'd be like, fuck it, whatever. But it was like close every time, and Max and I lost 4 times in a row by very very slim margins at times, and I couldn't take it anymore. And I'm a giant baby, so if there was a table, I would have fucking flipped it.
So do you find, I think that the 2v2 thing is interesting. Do you find that games that are like one on one that you get your ass kicked at more or less frustrating than if it's you and a teammate getting your ass kicked together? What I'm really trying to ask is how much of this was Max's fault?
not a lot. We had a good synergy. It was very close a lot of times, and it just never happened. It's like facing the same opponent. And you feel like you're their equal, and you just never win them.
I feel like there's a life lesson there somewhere, Zeke, about facing the same opponent over and over and just losing constantly, even though you feel like you shouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But it was, I mean, rage or no, I always have fun. If I rage at something, it means I'm like invested in it. So.
Yeah. I think people forget that too. Like a lot of the time, if you're playing a game that you really hate, you just stop, right? It's like, I'm mad at this game, but I'm going to keep playing, versus like, this is bad. Quit. I'll do something. Yeah,
exactly.
It's like me playing Overwatch. Like, people will come in when I'm like yelling at something and they're like, if you don't like the game, why are you playing it? And I'm like, I'm just really mad at this one moment, but if I hated it, I wouldn't have put 600 hours into it already. So.
Right. And you're already mad when people do that. It's like, I do like this game. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel that for sure. Cool. Well, I'm glad that you, I'm glad you can make it, Zeke, and that you don't have to like wear your sunglasses and hide in your hoodie the whole episode.
No, I'm that this is showing up, buddy. This is second nature for me, bro. This is where I live. I'm Montana, so we got nothing to do but drink.
Fair. It's good to have practice at the skills that you need to get by. So coming to us live from the elemental plane of air, Kaylin, thanks for making the show today.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Like, there's a window right here, and so daylight changes so quickly, especially right now. Like, it's going to be dark in an hour. You won't even be able to see me. So I don't even know how to adjust for it, but you know, not much. I didn't have coffee other than decaf coffee for 5 months, and I might drink this. I don't know.
Oh, you just have it, but you haven't drank it.
In case I need it, I do have it. Like,
you haven't had caffeine for 5 months?
I've had like, sometimes I have a bit of tea, and like that'll have a little bit of caffeine in it, but no, like I haven't had caffeine for.
You know now the whole episode, everyone is just going to be watching you to see if you drink that.
I know.
And then when you do, and then inevitably vibrate out of existence, it'll be sad for all of us when you explode.
Yeah, it's like, I do these really dumb things sometimes where I'm like, okay, well, in the future, I'm going to be really tired. So I'll not have caffeine now, and then I'll need it in the future, and then I'll drink caffeine then. But then I get... it's like a personal challenge now. I'm like, well, I haven't had caffeine for so long. Like, I wonder how long I can keep this up for. But it's so pointless. Like, I'm not going to get a medal if I don't have caffeine for a year, you know? And I'm going to cave. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, not doing things is an interesting struggle when it's like, yeah, I mean, wait, why am I doing this again? And then you're going to drink that coffee and you're going to go nuts and then you're going to remember why.
Yeah, and I'm going to crash. Man, okay, Dwarf Fortress, like, I cannot play those games because I lose my life. Like, I don't understand how Anne is here and stable. Like, that game sounds so addicting. I have only played Minecraft for 1 week, and it was a blur. And I had to stop playing it because I couldn't do anything but play Minecraft. So, yeah. Like, I kind of want to check that game out, but I won't let myself play Dwarf Fortress. It's the most relaxing. Oh, man, I love that game so much. But I don't want to play
it. Well, because we came back from PAX, and I normally stream for about 6 hours, and like every single day I was streaming like 8 to 10 hours, like because of Stoneheart specifically, because I would like stop playing Overwatch and I'm like, let's play some Stoneheart, and then I would just do that for like another, you know, a few hours or whatever. So I it's one of those games that I just like want to play all the time, and I have to, I guess, exercise my self-control, you know?
Yeah.
I always find that to be the case. Like, that's how I know I really like a game, where I'm like, I really want to play more of this, but I said I would stream my progress of this game. I don't feel like streaming, but I really want to play the game, so I'll just start a new game. I'm like, no, this is fine. This one's just for me. Yeah.
Well, I find I'm addicted when I say one more game, but it's like the 20th time I've said it, and it's like 2 a.m. and I'm still live. And then, yeah, I play it off stream on a new file, so it's not my like stream files. The progress isn't lost.
You know, somebody is Steam gifting you that game right now.
No, don't do it.
Dude, Adam, it's funny you say that. I do the exact same thing. Like, if I play a game and I'm making, like, I'll be like, hey, I wonder what happens if I maybe roll a warrior instead of a mage, or maybe I want to try rogue, and I'll like go back and I'm actually doing that right now with Divinity.
Yeah. It's like 4 a.m. You're like, I could stream this, but then I'd have to go through the whole rigmarole of streaming, but I also really want to play. So I guess I've got 2 games going now. Yeah. Yeah. That's a nice feeling. It's nice when people make games that don't suck. Thanks, game designers. Thanks for not making garbage. Most of you, some of you.
Oh yeah. Have you tried Metal Gear Solid? And like, you played the 5th one, right?
I haven't played any Metal Gear Solid games ever.
Because Metal Gear Solid's my favorite, and I really like The Witchers, so I feel like you could try that, but it's not the same. Like, it's not going to be another Witcher, of course, but it could be similar.
Hmm. Yeah, I thought about playing them just because I never have, but I don't know. We'll see. I know I'm going to be playing all the Gears of War games like in October, and then I haven't played any of the Mass Effect games either, so I've got some theories to like catch up on, you know. So maybe, so Metal Gear Solid is another one that's on my list of like things that I need to catch up on.
Do it.
Mass Effect, you start at one, you've got a lot of entertainment sitting there, and it's all quality. That's a great franchise to play through.
Yeah, looking forward
to it. Also, a lot of people love watching that from Twitch. One, two, three, any of them. You'll have an audience.
Cool.
Ooh, cool. Well, let's get down to it. There's shit to accomplish.
Before we begin, Adam, you had a nice, big, like, bloody role-playing session. So it's out of your system. I just want, right? It's out of your system.
Yeah. You know, it's like when a shark eats a bunch of unsuspecting fish and then they don't need to eat for a while. And it doesn't matter. You just dangle those delicious fish in front of them. They're going to ignore it because they're full, right?
I think it's like a snake with a rat. You know, it's like you ate a big rat and you're fine for a while.
And snakes eat elevators? Are we out of elevators now?
This just in, everyone on Court of Swords is a rat. Thanks, Zeke. Yeah, I mean, I got a taste for blood, but that's okay. I'm able to separate my relationships. They don't interconnect. I don't bring work home. All right, it's okay.
He's got murderitis.
Yeah, it's a dangerous condition for a GM to have. But no, there's so as I think most folks know, we did the live show. So the Dark Side, we've been in kind of time parody for a little while. But the Dark Side is about like a day and a half ahead of where you're at. So for folks who are watching, who saw the live show, we're rewinding back to about when, like just after the car chase on the Dark Side. So if you're keeping up on that show, that's where our timeline is at. So meanwhile, while all that chaos is happening, we start today's episode with Talra at the end of an alley. There's a dead end. Walls to either side of you, wall behind you due to some navigational miscalculation. And around the corner, we see three Imperial paramilitaries. So they have like, armor on, fatigues, they have balaclavas over their face, and they're carrying blaster rifles. And they've been chasing you after a brief problem with the local police. You're in the spaceport of the planet Abrogato Rey, which is an important core world on the Bacta run, and this is where your mission is taking place. And you are on the tail of an arms smuggler before you ran afoul of these Imperial insurgents. So let's just pick up where we left off. Talra, what do you? I guess we'll get to what you want to do, but first let's roll Destiny. Let's see where the force is at today, and go from there. Good start, thanks.
Hey, Talra. Cool. I'm getting a beer.
dark side point from Talra. Oh, yay! Two more from Zen. Thank you.
You're welcome, Kyle.
Thanks,
you're not gonna be one of those days today.
Anybody else got dark side points for me?
I don't even want
to
look.
I'd love to have them. Oh, fine. Hey! I guess.
Yes.
I guess you could have one if you want. That's fine.
One is better than zero.
There you go.
Yes. Right.
So only a slight advantage.
I'd like to use a light side point. I have rocket boots and I blow away.
You can't use a light side point for rocket boots. That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
We can do whatever we want.
Rocket boots?
I feel like rocket boots is maybe a little much. I was about to say no one just gets rocket boots for free in Star Wars, but that's not true. R2 totally got rocket boots, but you're not a droid, so.
You not played Hutball?
What are you gonna do, Talra? A quick look around, you see like a dumpster and a bunch of piles of like garbage bags next to it, kind of leaking garbage juice into the alley. There's probably, because it's an alley, there's probably like a side door on one side into a business or a residency. You can't tell from outside. It's just like a plain kind of fire door. Behind you, there's some new like duracrete wall. It's probably like 10 feet or so high that's blocking the alley due to some construction, which I think you can hear. We can hear it in the background. There's some like construction machinery operating in a lot behind you. The walls to either side are like quite high, I think like 4 or 5 stories apiece. Maybe there's like a drain pipe or something coming down one side. These three Imperial insurgents come around the corner, start raising their blasters. What do you do, Talra? How are you going to get out of this? What's the plan?
Okay, so how far is that door you just mentioned for me?
It is like just a short dash. It's within short range of you. These guys are at medium range from where you're at.
Taking out my blaster in case I need to shoot at the lock, I'm going to make a rush for that door to try to get out of this alleyway. Also, at this time, I am coordinating with Zed and letting him know, when I kind of have been during this run, but letting him know not only where I am, but to keep tracking my position and to find a point where we can all meet.
Sure. Okay. That stuff's all well and good. The stormtrooper guys, the insurgents are going to shoot you with their blasters. So that's
if I make a dive for this door.
So they're going to shoot you anyway. That's their plan. That's what they're doing.
Okay.
You can be running for the door as they shoot you. But either way, whether you're standing here or by the door, the shooting will still occur. Shooting will happen to you.
Now, can I take a shot back at them while running for the door?
Yeah, totally. Let's see which happens first. Cause you know, you may be able to take one of them out before they shoot you or vice versa. So, why don't you roll your cool for me, and I'll roll theirs, and whoever gets the higher one can go first. To be fair, stormtroopers are not very cool. So,
oh wait, I'm not supposed to have that blue die.
Take that blue die out and roll her again. Okay, all right. So zero successes, but three advantage. They got one success. Okay, so they are cooler than you. That's okay. You're not very cool either.
Wow.
So they come around the corner and it's fine. Stormtroopers are cooler than a Bothan. They start firing. Now you see you both see and hear the weapons go off, but instead of the maybe expected bolts of superheated plasma you would think that they would shoot at you, you're hearing the kind of popping sound and see the bright blue flashes of stun fire. So they're not trying to kill you, they're trying to knock you out.
Oh.
Yeah. They're taking prisoners.
Yeah. Oh my. Okay.
So so all three of them, they're minions, they're acting as a single unit. So they're gonna fire their blaster rifles at you. They are at medium range, so it's difficulties two. And here we go. Okay. All right. So you're going to take some damage.
Are those super like awesome stormtroopers?
No. So with minions, they gain ranks in skills the more of them there are. So there are three.
Oh.
So for every guy above the first one, they get an upgrade and they have a three to as their base stat. So I think you just take a bunch of strain.
Oh, okay.
Let me make sure that's how that works. Because they just want to knock you out. They don't want to kill you.
How much is a lot of strain? I don't really have a lot left, unfortunately.
Okay, so let's see. A weapon with a stun deals strain to the target. Okay, yeah. So it's exactly the same as damage, but strain instead. So you're gonna take 9, 10, 11, 12. You take 13 strain minus your soak.
I'm done.
Okay. All right. So I think what we hear, we see the troopers raise their rifles. There's the bright blue flashes. We see Tara's face react in shock. And then we snap over to Zed. And Zed, you hear on your comms, Tara start to say something, like, because, you know, the two of you have been talking and planning and strategizing and everything. We hear him start to say something, and there's the fire of the blasters, and there's like a clattering sound. And then suddenly there's silence. What do you do, Zed?
Commander. Okay. Commander. Please respond, Commander.
And for the record, I am out, correct?
You're unconscious, yep. Yeah, so there's no response, yeah.
Once I get no response, I calculate where in the city they would take them. Where in the city they would take him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they have like a base of operations that is well known or is public knowledge or whatever.
I mean, these guys are a cell of imperial insurgents on this planet, right? So they wouldn't have like a New Republic planet. They wouldn't have like a base you could just look up necessarily. Okay. Your best bet would be to try to track the vehicle.
Okay. Does now I know we haven't discussed this, but does Talra have a tracker of some sort on him?
Well, now that's a thing that somebody could spend a destiny point for if they wanted. But we hadn't established it in advance.
That's kind of why I was asking.
Yeah.
How far away are we though?
You're not too far from where the van parked and the cops got shot. So you'll arrive there soon. If you play your cards right, this could turn into a car chase instead of just the commander disappears.
Right. Like, hey, can we intercept them before they put him in the van?
You could try if you can get there fast enough. Sorry, you have something to say there.
Just real quick, I was taking strain damage, should I have factored in soak?
Yeah.
And it was 13?
It was 13 minus whatever your soak is. So your brawn plus if you have any armor. I think you have
I have 12 of 13 strain then.
Oh, okay. So you're not unconscious. So
I am super sorry about that. I thought that only applied to wounds.
Nice. Yeah. So Zed, I think maybe then the clattering is just Talra like stumbling towards the door.
Okay. And I've got to be fazed from that hit. Like,
oh yeah, you just got hit with three stun bolts. Your head is spinning. Maybe there was a moment where you like blacked out, but you're still going. You stumble towards the door. What do you want to do? It's a maneuver to get from where you are to the door.
Okay.
You can take a shot, or you could try to pull the door open.
I'm going to try to pull the door open. I got to get out of there.
Yeah, okay. For sure. So you run to the door, you grab the handle, pull on it, and it clatters because it's locked.
Man, if they look at me funny, I'm dead.
Destiny point for the door to not be locked.
you can spend a destiny point for the door to be stuck instead of locked, right? Like the dramatic moment is that you run over, grab the handle, pull on it, and it seems locked. There's a moment where you look over, you're like, oh God, I'm screwed. If you want to spend a destiny point, it could, you could pop it open.
Okay. Let's that. So we did not have to spend the destiny point to say that I had a tracking device on me.
Oh, we were just debating whether that might
okay.
be.
Okay. So in that case, you guys mind if I open this door?
No, I think you should open the door.
Okay. Let's open the door.
Goddamn door, you rotten bastards. You kick your filthy heads in.
Okay, so you pull on it first. It's definitely like shut. There's a moment where you realize like you're doomed, and then you pull it again, and it snaps open, and you can see a concrete like hallway. This looks like it's the back alley or back hallway of an apartment building or something.
Okay. So I don't want to use a white side point or a white light side point
destiny to point.
Have something there.
Oh, yeah, somebody needs to click the destiny point to give me that point.
I will do that right now. But
thank you.
If right when I come through this door, the first thing I'm going to do is scan the area for any way to block or hold this door closed. Is there anything around me?
Sure.
That I can do that with.
Yeah, I think because you're in like the back hallway. I think you look over and you see there's a like a broom leaned up against one wall next to like a trash can, and there's actually it's sitting on the wall next to a like a powered down janitor droid, and he's just kind of like standing there with his head down and the broom's leaned up against next to him.
Perfect. So while I can hear the stormtroopers running to this door, I'm going to pull it closed, jam the broom into where the stick is, push the droid in front of it, and then just any other detritus around it, just like scramble it in front of the door. The second there's nothing left there, take off running. And at that point, probably calm to Zed, let him know I'm not dead. I heard him before, but I was too jarred to respond and to continue as normal at that point.
Okay, so yeah, the only stuff around here is that broom you can jam in the handle and the droid itself. So you grab the droid, throw him against the door, you turn him on in the process, like you accidentally hit his switch, and so he kind of like powers up, his eyes turn on, and he's like, oh my, what's going on? And then you like slam him against the door, and he's like, oh, how rude! And you like start running down the hallway, and he puts his hand up, he's like, sir, where are you? Oh my. And then you hear the door like rattle again, and we see the three guys outside, like one of them throws a shoulder against the door, the other one shakes his head, lifts up his blaster, And as Talra runs off, we hear the blaster reports going off, and then the droid like falling on the floor as they demolish the door to get in. You've bought yourself some time though. What do you want to do? You're running past. There's a bunch of doors to your left that lead into like shops maybe on the ground floor. It's hard to tell kind of what's going on. And at the end of the hall, there's a concrete staircase that leads up.
Okay.
I wish I had a town schematic like right in front of me so I could like just actually physically guide him.
Well, I was actually going to ask that. Like what does Zed see as he has these maps in front of him?
So you want to figure out like what the, I mean, you can tell what the building is for.
Can I have him tell me if one of these doors was a clothing shop?
Yeah. I mean, again, this is all these closed doors are prime opportunities for you to spend destiny points to have whatever door lead to whatever you want.
You'd like that, wouldn't you, Adam?
I would love it. I'd love to have
all the points. He's going to build a mall out of all the destiny points, like clothing store, hardware store.
Yeah, totally.
Get some Fanta food.
Yeah, run out into the food court. Perfect. Yeah, so you can do that, or you can leave it up to me, and I can just like tell you if you pull open a door, or you can have Zed make a roll to try to figure out like the blueprints or the whatever for this building.
Let's go, Zed. How you feeling? You feeling lucky?
We make our own luck, Commander.
I'm gonna leave it to Zed. So as I'm running down this hallway, I'm gonna kind of radio.
Oh, Zed. Before you move on. I'll say,
you scared me there for a minute, Commander.
Scared myself, Zed. So tell me, Zed, coming down this hallway, are there any stores? What are my stores coming up here, Zed? I know I'm in a marketplace. What am I looking at in front of me?
Okay. So, Zed, make a difficulty two purple computer test to see if you can pull up information about this building. All right. Yeah, you got a success. Okay. So you can pull up the schematics. You can pass those advantage on to Talra as a result of your being able to tell him what's going on. So
yep.
The building that you've ducked into is the it's the ground floor of a hotel. So most of these are shops that service the hotel or the hotel patrons. So there's a like Abrigado Ray like souvenir shop. There's the lobby of the hotel, which is one of the doors. There's the obviously the staircase that leads up into the hotel itself, into the various like floors of the hotel. One of the doors is a restaurant. There are probably a couple of like miscellaneous shops where you could buy like clothes or that kind of thing. But yeah, you've got a pretty good variety of available options here.
Okay. So at that point, I'm going to try to pick Abercrombie.
Oh God, and wow, and
I like
that. Said Hoth topic. I like
Hoth
that one.
Topic was pretty good.
Yeah, there's a Hoth topic and an Abercrombie and Fett. Wow.
Not Hut topic. But
also, okay. No,
he owns the food joint, Hut Ruckers.
There.
No, I was going to say Pizza Hut, but whatever. Pizza Hut.
There you go. So, Hope, glancing behind me to make sure that these guys can't like overtly see what door I'm going to go into, I'm going to try to go into the first place that I think will have any type of clothing, like large jacket, something I put over myself. I'm not going to stop or look around. I'm not there shopping, but I'm going to try to run through it to get to the outside streets while grabbing something. And I'm aware that's going to be theft. That may have its own connotations, but I'm going to try to kind of grab something on the way out. And as soon as I'm exiting the shop and going around a corner, I just want to throw it on and just kind of sit against the wall.
You're going to try to ET your way out of this?
They're stormtroopers, dude.
You run into a stuffed animal. You run into a stuffed animal show. Spots,
this could work.
Okay.
As I'm kind of guiding him, like I'm assuming he like asked me like, what's the store over here? And I tell him it's a clothing store or whatever. Like, yeah, you might be able to find that. And as this is happening, I am on comms with Gunner and Kestrel, and I'm guiding them like towards the spot. like so they can meet possibly somewhere. Like, I'm just moving them towards the clothing store.
Okay. What's his location, Zed?
I'm sorry?
What's his location?
I don't know the exact, like, I wanted to, like, come up with
something. I'm at Abercrombie and Hutt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you guys have, like, the vehicle you're driving has a, like, a heads-up display that Zed can feed you map data. So it's, like, the route is updating as you're driving. And, yeah, Kes, you have to make, like, a hard right to change course, come around the other side of the building now.
And so I'm walking towards it as well.
Okay. Taura, you grab the handle of a door, duck into the shop. You come out in the back. So there's like a little like break room, with another door on the other side. And you can hear the booted footsteps like of the troopers running up behind you, as you burst out into this clothing shop. And, yeah, I think when you bust in, you come out the back and there's a little like cashier area, and you startle the hell out of the Wookiee that's working there. He's got a little like bow tie on. And yeah, it's just like a fine like clothing shop. So there's like suits and yeah, so he like makes a noise and like jumps in the air as you come like bolting out of the back, and you just start grabbing clothes like off the rack.
Specifically, I'm looking for any, like, and this could even be a rug on the ground, just something large and covering. So just, I'm basically grabbing like big jackets, big anything.
Right, like a trench coat and a hat.
Yes, there you go, exactly. A fedora, if possible.
Sure.
And yeah, a lit cigarette, if one's available.
What are you trying to, are you fucking Carmen Sandiego?
All right, so let's roll. Let's roll to see how effective. You've got some extra time because of Zed. So you've got a boost die on this.
Oh, a blue? Great.
I gotta look at your character sheet to figure out what the hell skill this would be. Yeah. I guess
the thinking
fast,
here,
it's kind of just how fast you can like grab stuff.
Deception?
Well, deception would be the next roll about like how effective it is. Oh no, you know what? Deception is for laying a false trail when pursued. So
that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. Feels like a deception roll. Okay. All right. So the stormtroopers, the difficulty will be their perception. Okay. So
now, do I get any bonuses for the fact that I'm doing all of this outside of their view?
I mean,
well, they passed advantage onto you from the last roll.
You have advantage from that. Yeah, I don't think so, because you're doing it. It's counteracted by the fact that you're doing it really quickly. Like you might end up grabbing like a red sequin dress or something, because you're just running through the shop grabbing stuff. So
would it not be stealth?
Stealth will be for if he's if he's like staying hidden. This is like
I'm not doing the plan create. Is basically like to run outside around the corner of the shop, and then immediately sink against the wall, like cover myself completely. And then maybe even go as far, if there's a small container near me, to when the stormtroopers run out, grab one of them and hold it up and ask him if he has any change. Like,
right. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see how your disguise does.
Now y'all know my secret if I'm actually being chased, so don't take that.
And remember, you are a Bothan. So
there are other Bothans around, right? Maybe.
That's true.
Oh no, they're
that's
all dead, true. Aren't they? Yeah.
Not yet.
I'm
not
the
yet.
Last body.
There's at least one still around for now. Okay, so I'm spending a dark side. I'm spending a destiny point. So the difficulty is going to be one purple and one red.
One purple and one red.
Make your deception roll and take
all that. All right. So one blue on my side, one purple and one red on the other.
Yes, that's right.
Deception. Here we go.
Oh no!
All right. I hate this game. So you got a despair. I'm gonna go ahead and suggest that you use those four advantages you got to buy back some of your strain.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna need it. Heal up some of that strain. So here's what happens: we see you. You run in. You like grab a trench coat, throw it on, grab a hat, and start running for the door. And then this big hairy arm slams down on your shoulder, and the Wookiee is like shaking you because like he's yelling about something. You don't speak Wookiee, but it's not a good idea to shoplift from a Wookiee. So that's when the door bursts open. The three stormtrooper dudes bust in, and one of them raises his rifle and he says, out of the way, you mangy rug. And he fires once at the Wookiee. The Wookiee gets hit and roars, turns around, and he throws you on the floor. So you get knocked down. You're lying on the ground. And
like, could you spread out and act like a rug?
Yeah, and so the Wookiee is roaring and like shaking his arms over his head, and the you have a moment where you you're gonna potentially have a chance to react, but at least one of them is gonna have to deal with this angry Wookiee now. The other two they're getting their weapons ready to fire on you. What do you want to do?
Okay, so
what's the sit rep?
So as I'm here on the ground, like holding myself up, as I'm getting ready to stand up and assessing the situation, I'm just going to kind of put my comms.
I need you here. I need all of you here as soon as possible.
And at that point, I kind of get up. So I have two stormtroopers. Did he throw me towards the door? How close to the door?
He just tossed you on the ground. Okay. You'd have to get up and run for the door, or you could like try to crawl away. But the other two see you.
Can I? Is the Wookiee charging them?
Yeah, one of them. The Wookiee's like roaring and running at them.
Okay. So what I'm thinking I'm going to do is I think I'm going to kind of like I've got a bunch of like these clothes and stuff on me, right? I still have the sequined red dress. I'm assuming I'm still holding on to it.
No, it got thrown aside. Okay. You can grab it, but yeah, you were knocked on the ground. You're a little winded, to be honest. The Wookiee
I'm
suplexed you.
Man, this is tough. A part of me wants to take a shot and try to engage him here. Another part of me wants to try to run, but running really didn't work out well last time. So, and the rest, how is the rest of my team right now? Are we talking like outside or 20 minutes away?
Well, let's find out.
Okay. That'll help me make this decision.
Yeah,
just ask us.
So, Gunnar and Cass, and how many of the troopers did you have with you? Because you're driving the like APC thing, right?
We filled it, so we have 12 back.
Okay. And you're headed for like basically the front of the front of the shop?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see how you're doing in traffic. So let's make a
the bane of free existence.
Yeah. Well, it's not an agile vehicle, right? Like it's a big like APC. Yeah, it's a big armored van. So make a piloting planetary test.
Okay.
I'm gonna say difficulty two, but two black dice, one for the vehicle itself, and one for the fact that you're trying to like drive it through traffic. So two purple, two black. Make that test, and we'll see how you do. Okay. All right. So you're still on your way. Take a point of strain from the stress of like being stuck in traffic while something very important is happening. It's a special feeling. It's not fun. And I think we cut back to you, and yeah, maybe you like you're stuck behind there's a bunch of Jawas like crossing at a crosswalk, and you're just like hammering on the horn as they like slowly make their way across the road. Yeah, and that's what we cut to. They're shuffling across the road. You hit the horn. One of them looks up and like shakes his little furry fist at you.
Get out of the way, you furry Muppets!
Like, he just starts dancing in the middle of the road.
This is a bother you, Cass. You know, you can't just fly over it.
Have you ever seen a flattened Ewok? Because you're about to. Or wait, did we say Jawas?
They're Jawas.
Who cares? Run them over.
Whatever. Little brown creatures.
The last Bothan's about to die.
Because of Dodger and Aaron, I honestly feel so much of an attachment to Jawas now that I never knew I could possibly feel. Bad guys.
They're horrible little monsters.
Yeah, they are. Now they're like helpful tech support.
Oh, see, I was talking about Dodger and Aaron, but Jawas are also gross. So
well played, sir.
Yeah, so you're a little held up just now, Kestrel, but you know you'll get there eventually.
I'm like actually kind of grilling Cass while we wait. I'm just making these offhanded comments now and then. Like, so when you signed up for this, did you expect you'd kill so many people? Did they warn you?
You know, I'm just here to see where things take me, you know, new adventures and all that.
So you like it?
The killing or the adventure?
The killing.
The killing? I mean, you know, I'd probably live without it, but I don't lose any sleep at night. Do you?
One of the Jawas is trying to pry the hood ornament off of your vehicle. He's got a little crowbar out and he's trying to steal
it. Smash my fist on the horn. Like, hey, yeah. Don't touch that.
Yeah, once you look like up and he notices you and then he like runs off.
I say, nah, I haven't been losing any sleep lately. Not anymore.
Sure about that? You kind of lost it on us a little bit back at the hideout.
Has it been a day since then?
No, it hasn't been like a full day, I don't think.
I'll just lie then. Yeah, no. No, yes, it's different now. You know, I'm feeling a lot better.
Okay. Just like kind of side eye, like very suspicious of what Gunner's saying, but
I'm like very relaxed for once. I'm like kind of leaning back in the car too. The truck.
I'm super stressed out because I mean the Jawas are trying to touch my car. I don't like that. We gotta get to the Bothan. Come on.
Yep.
I like jokingly shoot at them, you know, and then I like approvingly at Cass, you know, like I do it with a finger gun.
Something's wrong with him. What's going on?
Yeah. I just imagine how awkward it is to be in like an Uber with Gunner. So man, you ever killed anybody before? Like driving this car?
Why did you do it?
So Tara, what are you gonna do? There's Wookiee shouting and blasters, and the troops are gonna get another shot on you. You have an opportunity to do something.
Okay, quick OOC technical question here. If the stormtroopers act as one unit, and one of them is being engaged by the Wookiee right now, if mm-hmm. I had a really good attack against them, could I take out the other two? Or
yeah. So the way.
Like one turn, one guy kind of thing.
The way the minion works, minion rules work is that they have 5 wounds apiece. They act as a 15 wound unit. Okay. If you dealt 10 wounds to them, you'd kill 2 of them, for example. Also a crit kills one of them no matter how much damage you deal. So you could theoretically get a crit and 5 plus like over their soak and be able to put them out.
Okay. So here's what I think I'd like to do. Realizing that my team knows where I am and they're on the way and that I'm already injured and I don't have a lot of options, I'm going to kind of try to bunker down a little bit and I'm going to go ahead and try to find some cover and shoot at them. I'm going to try to hold it here.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to let them take it. If I move, they get another free shot, right?
Well, we'll see. Let's have you make a roll, make an athletics roll to see if you can scramble to cover before they fire at you.
Okay. Just raw athletics or difficulty?
I think it's going to be, well, it'll have a difficulty. It'll be difficulty 2. Okay. And, yeah, we'll just leave it at that. I don't think you have any other like mitigating.
Okay. So this is the act of me getting up and trying to stumble to cover. This is
dashing for cover behind an armoire or something, some piece of it'll be a mannequin. It'll definitely be.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. Will it come to life? No. Okay. Oh, no, that's only the 80s. we'll go ahead and let's see how bad I can fail this roll.
Do it.
Oh, hey!
Oh wait, you didn't have the difficulty. Cool. So in a world in which there's no resistance, you would have aced that.
Right, you would have aced it.
0G.
Yep. There we go. Okay. So take back one of those strain. I think that you get behind the mannequin, but the stormtroopers, their blaster fire just tears the mannequin apart. So it just gets completely blasted. and you're just standing there. And I think from the waist up, we can see you. And from the waist down, it's the mannequin's legs.
And do I have one of those moments where I look down and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, it's totally like sexy lady legs with like high heels on.
Could use more hair, but this will do.
And then they fire at you. So let's see if
I don't get to fire first?
Yeah, no, I mean, the thing was, like, you ran for cover, you don't get your cover, and then you and them will fire at each other.
One quick question. Can I tell him how far away, like, we're 30 seconds out or we're a minute out or something like that?
Yeah, at their current speed, adjusting for traffic, you figure they're pretty close. So like maybe like 5 minutes out from the front door of this place.
Okay.
Five minutes. Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Now, if I
relay that to him, I say, Commander, help is on the way. Can you hold your ground for 5 minutes?
So I'm going to kind of go up.
I'm going to do the best I can. Get here as fast as possible.
Affirmative.
Okay. Let's see how the shooting goes. Now, one of them is tied up fighting a Wookiee, so they have one less skill point than usual.
Great. So do we do the cool check? Yeah. Whatever.
No, you can. Cool. You fire and I'll fire, and both things happen at the same time.
Okay.
All right. So I got.
How am I looking for the actual attack?
Difficulty is it's two. You're at medium range.
Just two difficulty. That's it.
Yep, that's it.
I don't have any advantage from previous rolls or anything, right? No, I don't. I don't think so. Did I use Zeke's?
No. You did. You're okay. You're all used up.
Here we go. Ba, boom.
Nice. Okay. All right. So you get hit and you hit one of them. So you're using, what's your weapon? A blaster pistol?
Mm-hmm.
How much damage does it deal?
This particular one does 5.
Okay. So you deal 6. These guys have a soak of 3. So you deal 3 wounds. So you injure one of the troopers. He staggers back. You take first one strain from your shot,
mm-hmm.
But then another 10 minus your soak in stun as the other guys, the two fire their.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So now you are down.
Now I am down. So wait, just I want to get the numbers right. So I got one strain normally.
Yeah.
And then I get
the shots deal
minus 4, so 6.
Yeah, and then you take another 6. Yeah, so you take 7.
Okay, so I am definitely at this point.
Okay. Out. All right. So so the last thing we see, I guess, then this is the thing, like, they now have to deal with this angry Wookiee shopkeeper. So they'll be delayed in picking you up and dragging you out for now, but you're not going to see any of that because you're unconscious. So we see you tumble backwards and kind of slump against the glass front of the store where the mannequin was. And there are a bunch of people outside that are like, they see the blasters going off. They see this injured Bothan slump against the glass, and they kind of all back away. And we just see the outside of the shop and the sounds of like blaster fire and Wookiee roaring from inside. At this point, Kes and Gunnar, you are you're back out on the road. You're like moving through traffic, and you can see, I think, in the distance, you can see the location. It's up in the holo display of the location of Tal'ra. Zed, you hear the blaster fire and everything, and you hear the thump, and then Tal'ra stops responding.
Can you just frame everything as Blade Runner? Can that just be this episode? Can Tal'ra just like come crashing out of
in
the
slow screen? Motion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What you managed to steal was a transparent plastic rain jacket.
Or it's in the truck.
Yeah, you're on your way. I just want to give you an opportunity to, if you have like anything you want to do to prep, like you're on the home stretch. So what do you tell the troops? What's the plan for your arrival?
I let them know, Sergeant Gunner, the commander is down. Proceed to him as fast as possible. I'm on my way.
We'll be there and ready to kill ASAP, Zed.
Zeke, I hope it's doing the.
Well, there's 3 stormtroopers, right? And there's 14 of us, so we kind of outnumber.
Well, there's 6 troopers. The other 3 are unaccounted for. Them and their black van.
Yeah. Oh, right.
It says free candy on the side.
We still outnumber them 2-1.
Yeah, free Republic candy, and democracy. It's a democracy van. Come on by. Yes, you definitely outnumber them. That is very true.
Okay.
Okay, so is the plan just to like pull up out front and dump everybody out guns blazing?
I think we should do half and half. Because do we know that the other dudes are in the van, or do we just know about the guys in the store?
You know that there are three unaccounted for, Imperial insurgents.
Okay. I still feel like we should leave. I think we should have half go in and half stay. Like one of us go in with half the people and then the other half just stay in the van in case anyone comes up and flanks us.
Want me to lead the troops?
It's your choice. I'll let you go first if you want to, or I'll stay here, whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm ready for this. And I start wiping off my vibro sorin with a cloth.
Okay.
Go get him, hack and slash.
All right. So, so you start to, you see the store. And I think probably by the time you arrive or as you're pulling up, inside they've dispatched the Wookiee, and are probably getting Taura ready to drag him away. And y'all pull up and, the side doors of the APC, open up. And the troops start jumping out, and Gunner, we get a pan over to you, opening the door, vibro sword in hand, and that's probably a good place to take our first break.
Well, just as I get there, I comms at him hey, is Bowtie in on this or not?
I don't think you can see the unconscious Wookiee. He's inside, but he's unconscious anyway, or dead. It doesn't matter. He's lying smoking on the ground.
It does matter. Aww.
You'll have to check on him after. But we'll get to that later. We got some materials to fight.
So he's a completely naked person that's wearing a bow tie, right?
Yeah. And he's a Wookiee.
He's a Wookiee, yeah.
They don't wear clothes.
They're naked.
Well, Chewie had a bandolier. This guy's got a bow tie. It makes him look nice. It classes up the joint. Listen, it's part of the dress code. He doesn't like wearing it, but he has
one to. One day we'll see a Wookiee with a full body perm, but today is not that day.
Today is not that day. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll fight some stormtroopers, see how that goes. Stick around. We got three more hours of Balance of Power coming at you when we get back.